Can you tell me how you met both your husbands?
Well, I met one up here, chatting and laughing away. I met the two of them up here, really. Chatting and laughing away, that was the first one. And we got in very good, we got on good and that. And then it's when we got married that he started playing the fields, bring a woman to the house, which I was going to totally leave it alone. And I thought the best way to do it is one day the eldest son said to me, "Mom, is Daddy ever going to come home?" And I thought, if my son, younger than I am, noticed that, so should I. So I went and summoned him for separation. I thought, if he noticed that Daddy's never home, hardly, why am I sitting there pretending, you know? And then I went and summoned him for separation and got rid of him.
And where did you meet him?
We went to a party.
And where did you meet your second husband?
Well, my second husband, I know him from the West Indies. I know both of them in the West Indies. I know him from the West Indies because his grandmother was my godmother. See, but we never get close until we come up to England. That was at a wedding reception I met this one. We got close to a wedding reception.
And now tell me how you came to be diagnosed with diabetes.
I found that I had, could I say that on the tape? I start getting very thirsty. And what I was doing wrong is to put the orange squash in the freezer. And I take it up on the bedside at night. And in the night, I was drinking the orange squash. And it's sweet. No, not thinking of being a diabetic. And then I start having the itching below. So I was working at Selly Oak at that point. And I had a word with one sister. And she said to me, "Have you tested your urine for diabetes?" And I said, "Yes, I took the urine to the doctor." And she said nothing was wrong. So she said,